The sense of smell is next. This is one of the most important senses, and it is closely allied to the memory area that is situated in the midbrain or limbic system. The olfactory sense is the only one of the five senses that feeds directly into the brain without using a junction point. The limbic system itself is where what we call our psychic abilities can be found. Here, not only memory is housed, but some of the most important glands in the body. And into one small space, the size of a walnut, nature has crammed the posterior and anterior lobes of the pituitary, the amygdala, and the hippocampus, and several other vital areas of the brain. And it is into this confined but highly complex space that our sense of smell connects. 1 million or more years ago, we relied on our sense of smell far more than our sense of sight. Hearing and scent were far more important to survival. It is still important today. For it is by our sense of smell that we choose our life mates, know when we are hungry, and even how we taste our food. For without smell, the sense of taste is almost redundant. In the world of magic, scent is important. Psychic phenomena is often heralded by a scent of some kind. And in areas where you find a psychic disturbance, you will often catch a whiff of ozone, as if you were standing by the sea. Or you may get a metallic taste in your mouth. That, and an unnatural coldness, is a sure sign of a presence that needs cleansing. One of the most potent, most misused, and yet most important powers is sex. And later on, I will explain more about this. But for now, I will simply say that the sense of smell is vital to our sex lives and therefore to magic and magical power. Learn to link scent to things like symbols and the quarter lords. If you remember back to former sessions, you will know that these are the four holy creatures of the Kabbalah, already mentioned, and seen as the winged bull, the winged lion, the eagle, and the winged human being, and the gods. If you assign a special incense to each one, your memory will respond by bringing together everything you need to know about that symbol, god form, or angelic as soon as you become aware of it. That is why we use incense. Learn to make your own rather than buying them ready-made. A blend specially put together to your own recipe and then assigned to a symbol or a god form will give far better results than anything bought in a shop. Taste and smell are so linked that they must be considered together. So we will go on to touch. Here again, there is an unrecognized and unused power. Its potential becomes obvious when you begin to observe the world through the eyes of a magician, rather than those of an ordinary human being. What do you do when you hurt yourself? You rub it. What do you do when a child comes to you crying? You take it in your arms and hold it close. What do you do to express sympathy, love, support, strength? You hold, you touch, you soothe, you caress. Our hands are the terminal points of an immensely strong healing power that we allow to go to waste. The difference is intent. For intent is a key to power of all kinds. The laying on of hands has been practiced since earliest times, whether for healing or for the ordination of a priest. The simple act of binding a wound, smoothing ointment onto a scrape, or a bee sting is part of the healing touch. A bandage keeps a wound clean. The act of protecting it from dust and dirt is a healing gesture. But when it is done with focused intent, it is 100 times more powerful. A surgeon with a scalpel in his hands cuts away that which is no longer useful. But without his delicate sense of touch, he could do nothing. Hands, apprentice, are really the only magical tools you will ever need. As you learn more about these things, you will eventually acquire a wand, a sword, a chalice, etc. Everybody does. But every one of those tools are extensions of your hands and your sense and your power of touch. You can work magic stark naked in a desert. Your right forefinger is your sword. Your left forefinger is your wand. Your cupped hands become a chalice. The outstretched palm is the platter or pentacle. If you learn to use these first, the more elaborate tools that come later will never have a hold over you. Always remember, magical power lies within you. It's not in a robe. It's not in a sword or a wand. You can have the most elaborate and most beautiful chalice. It will never be anything more than a cup without your trained power. Why do you think people hate being pointed at with a finger? Why do you point a wand at things? Because the power runs down the finger and out along the wand, creating a line of force to its target. Ernest Butler used to say, "Never point a finger at anyone, because 3 fingers point back at you." Just try that, apprentice. Point a finger. See how the middle, the ring, and the little finger curl up and point back at you? In some European countries, people use the thumb to point because the forefinger is only used to throw or point a curse.